routine check. So it is done by the storekeeper in charge of each store in order to ensure accuracy of the stocks of expensive and easily sellable articles like ball and roller bearings, precision instruments, drill bits, and materials such as oils, timber, which may be stored in the open, and any other items in respect of which discrepancy might occur if close watch is not kept. Now, timber, oil, they are difficult to pilfer. But small items, you know, like ball bearings, like drill bits, etc., they are fairly expensive. They are precision equipment and they are highly prone. So, routine checks need to be done for this kind of items. Only a few items are checked every day by the respective storekeepers, and the results are recorded in a register which is reviewed by the chief storekeeper. So a record is kept of items which have been checked. Also, any observations regarding any discrepancy is recorded, which will be then supervised by the chief storekeeper. Low point inventory. So some companies take physical inventory irregularly whenever the stock level of an item reaches its lowest point. So whenever the stock level reaches zero, there is a stock out, or let's say it reaches the reorder point, that is the time they will go and take the inventory. One advantage of this system is the amount of material you have to count is very less. So the error while counting will also be very less, because if you have high inventory of things like nuts, bolt, or you know, similar small rubber components, etc., it can become extremely challenging to count them. You know, they have low value but take a lot of effort. So inventory costs fall into three main categories: the item cost, which is the price paid for the item; the ordering cost, which is the cost for you know, ordering the items, where identification of the supplier and the getting the quotes, issuing of the purchase order, receiving the material, inspection, GRN, and then moving it to the bin. And the third part is the carrying cost, which we have already seen in the earlier chapters. The capital cost, the cost of the money which is blocked in terms of inventory; storage space cost, because if you're going to keep it in the store or warehouse, that space is costing money. Either you are leasing the space or you have built the space and that space is costing you money. Inventory servicing cost, inventory risk cost, cost on account of insurance, etc., security cost, then stock out of cost. So in case the material stocks out, then there is a cost to it because it's a cost of lost opportunity. Capacity associated cost. So these are the various costs, you know, mainly three, and under carrying cost you have so many subheadings. Inventory costs fall into five major categories. Actually, here only four are shown. So one is price paid for the purchase of the item. The second is the transportation. Third may be custom duty in case of you know, the imported items, and the insurance. Custom duty, because you know, you not only pay the custom duty but also the clearing charges. The clearing agent has to be paid, and sometimes these charges are quite significant. So if you're bringing very small quantities or small materials, the clearing charges can be huge as compared to the cost of material. So here is an example of the calculation of the ordering cost. You have the salary of the purchasing department, the traveling and follow-up cost, and then of course the bill payment department, the cost of the bill payment, cost of inward inspection. So total cost is here. Number of orders in the year is, let's say, 3,400. So it comes to 120 rupees per order. That means every order that you are releasing is costing you 120 rupees. Let me tell you, in reality, the ordering cost is much higher than this. There are other related costs, because if you are using an ERP system, etc., those costs also need to be loaded, because the cost of maintaining, you know, some of the best ERP systems is huge. and you need to apportion those costs on the transaction, various transactions that you carry out. Also, the carrying cost, inventory carrying cost. So again, you have the salaries and wages, the security of the warehouse, taxes and insurance that you have to take off the warehouse, the interest cost on the money that is borrowed or deployed, you know, for the inventories, material handling cost, obsolescence and damage cost. This comes to a total of this value. And when you look at it as the percentage of the cost on average inventory, that means the percentage of carrying cost as percentage of the average inventory, value of the inventory, that comes to 29.75, almost like 30%. So you see the carrying cost is quite significant. Inventory services cost. So we have already seen this, insurance, IT hardware. I just mentioned to you that you require laptops, desktop, barcode readers, RFID readers, all those things. And these hardwares are very, very expensive. IT applications, RFID equipment. So IT applications will be, you know, your ERP system. If you're using a system like SAP, you are really paying very high licensing fees, etc., to the company which is providing the ERP. Physical handling with the corresponding human resources. So physical handling means you have instruments, vehicles, equipment, plus the manpower which goes into handling of the equipment. Cycle counting, inventory control, and taxes. So we have already seen the physical verification, and that's also costing money because there are people who are devoting time in the physical verification. So inventory risk cost. So there can be losses due to shipping errors, misplaced goods. So goods are misplaced, lost, vendor frauds. It can happen that vendors are performing a fraud. You're getting an invoice for X value and material supplied is less. There could be people within the organization who are colluding with the vendor. So they will certify that so many pieces have been received or so many quantity has been received. Pilferage and theft. So after the material has been received, there could be people who are removing material who know the value of the goods. And there is a commercial value. You might find people trying to pilfer the product. Transit damage. Many a times goods get damaged while they are in transit, when they are being brought to the unit. Damage due to incorrect storage conditions. As we saw in case of metals, etc., there can be corrosion. If there is the warehouse has some leakage, etc., there can be damage, especially in case of materials which are made out of fabric, paper, or chemicals, etc. If there is flooding, etc., there can be damages because of the storage conditions. Obsolescence, we have already discussed that if you have material which are old and which are no longer used, either because your products have changed, you have moved on, so there can be losses because of that. And of course, the write-off, which will be because of inventory differences, etc., where physically, if material is not available, then some of that needs to be, not some of that, most of it will have to be written off. So stockout cost, the cost incurred when stockout takes place. So cost of emergency shipment. So you find in certain industries, like for example, if you have an export order, if you are not able to supply the material in time and not connect the material to a particular shipment, then the supplier has to pay for air freight for the material to be shipped to the customer, overseas customer. Even for incoming goods, you know, like raw material, if you have stocked out and you require something on an emergency, something that normally is imported by sea, you may have to import it by air. And in this case, you will be incurring huge cost. Change of supplier with fast deliveries. So you may have to actually buy the material from another supplier who is willing to give a faster delivery, but at a higher cost. Substitution to less profitable items. So also, you may have to start producing material which is less profitable simply because you are not able to produce the material that is more profitable and for which you have orders. So it's an opportunity loss. Capacity associated costs. So when output levels are to be changed, there may be cost for overtime. So for example, you are falling short of capacity, and one way to overcome this is that you are currently working in two shifts. Maybe you can start working in three shifts, but your manpower, you cannot increase your manpower overnight. So you need to hire people, train them, but in the meantime, you will have to keep people on overtime. So there will be additional cost on account of overtime. The next step will be, maybe if it's going to be a long-term capacity hike, you will have to hire additional people. Having hired them, you will have to train them. You will have to run the extra shifts. And conversely, if you're toning down your capacities, so then you will have to also lay off the people, which has its own headache. You have to pay compensation to the people. So all these are the costs which are associated with the capacities. So what are the methods of evaluating the inventory? So one method is the FIFO, the first in, first out inventory. Second method is the last in, first out inventory. So when you are issuing material, you are, suppose you received a material at X value or X price, you continue to issue that material at the same price. So that is the FIFO method. In the last in, first out, the last receipt of the material, the price at which you bought the last material, you will bill the material at that price. The average price and weighted average. So here you are taking the average or the weighted average. So for example, you already had 2-ton stock, you received 8-ton stock. Now the price of both the materials are different. So what you do is you add the value of both the stocks. You arrive at a stock of 10 tons and divide it by 10 tons, that is 10,000 kg, and arrive at the rate which will be charged for issue of that material to production. Actual price. So here, whatever is the price at which you are buying the product, the same price you are charging it at the time of issue. Replacement price or current value. This is what we saw in case of gold. So in case of jewelry, what happens is whenever they sell the gold, the gold ornaments are sold on the current price of metal in the market. So if gold prices are X today, and if they sell 10 tons of ornaments, they will replenish the stock by 10 kg. 10 kg is the ornament sold, 10 kg will be the gold that they will purchase from the market, so that they have the same value and they can treat as whatever they have purchased, that is what they have sold in the system. The last method is the standard price. So in standard price, you have a standard price which is declared either for a month or a quarter, and all the issues happen at the standard price. But what happens in reality is that you are purchasing material which could be higher than the standard price or lower than the standard price. So these prices are then computed, and the difference between the standard price and the actual price is adjusted in the financials, and they are declared as the price variance. So it could be positive if you have been buying at a lower rate, or negative if you have been buying at a higher price as compared to the standard price which is taken into your system. And the last one is the inflated price. So quickly, if you look at, these are some of the methods. As you can see here, this is the basic data for calculation of value of inventory by the various methods. You have the beginning of the inventory where you purchased 68 pieces or you have in stock 68 pieces at the rate of 15 rupees. You purchase another 140 pieces at 15.5. You issue 94 pieces. So you are issuing this material at the weighted average. Your purchases are different rates and you are, let's go on to the next one. So here you can see the various methods. So in FIFO, you are going to charge to the production or manufacturing process the cost based on first in, first out. In the last in, first out, as we saw, the last price at which you received the material, that will be charged first. And then once the stock is exhausted, that means the number of items is exhausted, then you will go to the previous purchase that you have made and charge that rate for the material which is issued. Weighted average, we saw that continuously you are looking at the consolidated value of the material. That means you could have received material at different rates, but you are looking at the total value, and the total value of the material divided by the total quantity will give you the weighted average of issue. So next month, again, if material prices change, then the weighted average also will change in the system. The actual value method, so where you are going to take the actual value at which you received the material, whenever that material is being issued to manufacturing or to the process, the same rate will be charged. The market value method, so here, irrespective of what price at which you have bought the material, you are going to do the valuation at the market rate. And this is being done in certain cases in the chemical industry. Just to give an example, so in chemical industry, there are some companies which are backward integrated. They are manufacturing certain intermediates on their own. But what they do is, let us say that the intermediate they manufacture is costing them at 100 rupees. But in the market, there is a shortage of this intermediate, and that intermediate is selling for, let's say, 200 rupees or 300 rupees. So they will take it for their valuation at 300 rupees. So also price working, or rather the cost working that they work on, will be based on 300 rupees. And they will demand a price from the market based on the intermediate price which is ruling in the market. I hope you get this clear. Here, this is, we are talking of the standard price, where, as I explained, you have a standard price fixed for a certain period of time. So irrespective of what is the purchase price, the issue price will be based on the standard price. And the actual price and the standard price, the difference will be captured, and that will be adjusted in the financials as purchase price variance. This is the inflated price, where the actual price may be much lower, but the entire calculation is done at an inflated price. And this could be to compensate for any losses, damages, which are in the system. So you build this loss into the remnant inventory. So for example, the example here given was, there is a wastage of 10 pieces. So the cost of these 10 pieces is adjusted in the inventory of the remaining good inventory, and that is charged to the process. So this is the example of inflated price. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.